Praise be Jesus and Mary. Fidelity to grace. It's so important that we be faithful to grace, to cooperate with all of the graces that God sends us. We read in the Alleluia verse, it says, "Remain faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." Remain faithful to grace until death, and you will receive the crown of life. This past Sunday, we celebrated the feast of the kingship of Christ, our Lord, King of the universe. And so now, as we are in this last week of the liturgical year, the readings talk about judgment, okay, the final coming of our Lord and his judgment. The first reading we have from the book of Revelation, which talks about the time for the harvest being at hand, the Son of Man with a gold crown on his head, Christ the King, and a sharp sickle in his hand, and the angel crying out, "Use your sickle and reap the harvest, for the time to reap has come, because the earth's harvest is ripe." And then we have another angel who is in charge of the fire. Okay, I believe that refers to the fire of hell, because he cries out to another angel who is also holding a sickle, "Use your sharp sickle and cut the cloisters from the clusters from the earth's vines, for its grapes are ripe." And so the angel swung his sickle over the earth and cut the earth's vintage. He threw it into the great winepress of God's fury. Okay, that refers to eternal punishment. Then in the psalm, the responsorial psalm, we say, "The Lord comes to judge the earth," etc., etc. And then in the gospel, we have our Lord speaking about the signs that will precede the second coming. It also refers to the signs that preceded the destruction of Jerusalem, but it's a double prophecy. Refers also to the second coming. Now, the Catechism, in commenting on the part of the Creed where we say, "He will come to judge the living and the dead," talks about how Christ has authority to judge because he is Redeemer. And he says what we will be judged on. He says, "Then will the conduct of each one and the secrets of hearts be brought to light." All right, our conduct and the secrets of our heart will be laid bare before truth himself. "Then will the culpable unbelief that counted the offer of God's grace as nothing be condemned." Okay, those who are culpable for not cooperating with grace, for not being faithful to grace. You see how being faithful to grace is necessary for salvation and for sanctification. When he comes at the end of time to judge the living and the dead, the glorious Christ will render to each man according to his works and according to his acceptance or refusal of grace. Now, the brothers and I, we just recently went over the section in the book on spiritual theology about fidelity to grace. Okay, practically speaking, what that means is doing God's will as best as you know it and as best as you can do it. Right? That is what it means to be faithful to grace, to doing what is always pleasing to God as best as you know it and as best as you can do it. There is sufficient grace to do just that. And if we do, we will quickly become saints. So fidelity to grace. Of course, we want to avoid scruple, but at the same time, we don't want to reject the voice of conscience, okay, of knowingly and willingly not doing the duty at hand, the good work that God calls us to do. the virtues to practice, the vices to avoid and eliminate. So let's strive, with the help of Our Lady, the mediatrix of all graces, to be always faithful to grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.